Ainsworth, in his litigation filed on July 2nd, said the defendants were responsible for a so-called state-created danger that led to the death of his 13-year-old son, Ryan, injury for his 15-year-old brother, identified as J.A., and damages for Robert the father. The suit lays out a timeline leading up to events in mid-September of 2016. It alleges that the police department and school district became aware that Ryan and J.A. were part of a small group of Park City students that came in contact with the opioid U47700, or PINK, which had been ordered from China over the dark web. Ainsworth says the defendants didn't warn him that PINK is very dangerous, even in small doses, or if touched, that its hazards were not well known at the time to adults, and youngsters falsely thought it was harmless. The litigation says on August 30th of that year, J.A. and four other juveniles were detained by officers at the Best Buy with a bottle of colorless liquid. It was later discovered to be PINK, but Ainsworth said he was told about a week later the bottle had Benadryl. Officers became aware of the danger by at least September 3rd when a Park City High student identified as CS suffered an overdose. On September 11th, Ainsworth said he heard from his sons that their friend, 13-year-old Grant Seaver, had died, reportedly from an asthma attack. Right after, the police and school officials found from a computer search that Ryan and Grant had been in contact relating to the use of PINK. Ainsworth said on the 12th, he and Ryan were called into a conference with Treasure Mountain Principal Emily Sutherland and Counselor Nikolai Jensen, both named as individual defendants in the lawsuit. Reportedly, the two school officials were emphatic that Ryan should go immediately to a hospital emergency room. The suit says the principal and counselor were distressed and, quote, their voices trembled with nervous tones, unquote, but they allegedly gave the impression their only concern was that Ryan might attempt suicide. The lawsuit claimed school officials were instructed by Park City Police not to discuss Ryan's contact with the opioid. The suit says Robert took his son Ryan to the Park City Medical Center, but neither medical personnel nor Ainsworth were notified by the defendants about the danger of PINK. Although Park City Police sent out a community drug alert on the 12th, Ainsworth said he did not get a notice specifically directed to him. Ainsworth said that on several occasions he searched his home and son's belongings for drugs. He had both of them medically tested and had a long talk with J.A., who had sustained an overdose the previous May. The plaintiff said when he went to bed the night of September 12th, he believed his sons were not in any risk. The next morning, Ryan was discovered dead on the sofa. The lawsuit also individually names Park City Lieutenant Darwin Little, who allegedly dissuaded Grant Seaver's parents from telling Ainsworth that Ryan probably had some U47700. In a deposition quoted in the lawsuit, Lieutenant Little admitted to that, and he said, quote, I stopped an emotional parent calling and accusing another parent of doing something when it should be law enforcement's responsibility to make those connections and contacts. The lawsuit has several claims for damages. One of those is the loss of earnings by Ryan during his prospective lifetime. The suit says those damages should come to at least $2 to $3 million, quote, over the lifetime of a young man whose parents were both highly successful and highly educated, unquote. The suit is asking, among other things, that the court order the police department and school district to issue a public apology and to establish new policies in their investigations. For KPCW, I'm Rick Braff.